from the Director Department of Transportation and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, requesting authorization to extend Route 55 to the Hales Corners Park Ride Lot located near 108th Street and Layton Avenue effective June 8th, 2014.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that Mr. Juneau isn't before us, but not only would I like to make the motion for approval, I would also like to acknowledge in our audience Mr. Rick Sokol from the City of Greenfield, Director of Neighborhood Services. I know that the City of Greenfield is very much in support of this extension, but I would ask Mr. Chairman, if I may, while Mr. Juneau is here, to maybe talk about the Southridge. I know that this bus is going to go by Southridge. If we could get a kind of an update as to what the status is there, please.
All right. Mr. Juneau, item number two, and a little brief synopsis on Southridge.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. Good morning. As everybody knows, this is a recommendation to extend Route 55 west on Layton to Highway 100, laying over at the Hales Corners Park and Ride Lot. New service would people would be able to access the Social Security office on 84th Street. In Layton, there's Layton Terrace, which is a senior housing complex at 92nd Street, and then, of course, there's Walmart. In addition, the Route 55 would be able to connect with Route 28, and so there would be people being able to access Highway 100 all the way up to Silver Spring, if so needed. As you stated, our Supervisor Borkowski, we will continue to serve Southridge, so the bus will serve South 76th Street, south of Layton, to Southridge using that bus stop off of Edgerton. Back in October, when Southridge was kicking us out of their property and no longer being able to lay over there, myself, Brian Dranzik, met with City of Greenfield to discuss potential layover locations for our existing routes. We wanted to continue to serve Southridge, and we needed a place to lay over. And so Greenfield stepped up and offered a location 74th Street, just you know, Holmes Avenue, and we welcome that. During that conversation, it was brought up whether or not we would consider extending the Route 55 to Highway 100 because of these reasons that we talked about. And so Greenfield has blessed this, my understanding, and we're hoping to get this started with this summer pick.
Very good. And Mr. Sokol's presence here obviously confirms that. So thank you, Mr. Sokol.
Who's Mr. Sokol? Please stand up, please. All right. Welcome. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I can just provide a little more information on Southridge. we do continue to work with the bus coalition, that's Bus User Safety at Southridge. I had a meeting this week with the department, the commissioner of the Department of Aging. There is a town hall type meeting being planned currently for March 25th at St. Alphonsus Church in Greendale. We will continue to pass around the petitions. I've received well over 1,000 signatures already on that. It's gotten a very good support in the community, and quite frankly, I really haven't heard any voices that support what Southridge has done at their bus stop. I have taken the 55, and currently the stopover for that bus is before you get to Southridge. So anyone taking the 55 has to basically sit for 10 minutes or so before they get to Southridge, which is really unfortunate. Previously, the layover was at Southridge, and people could get off the bus and get into the shopping center, you know, without this layover. As I understand it, by extending 55, that will now be true again. It's still a very remote stop, and we hope to get that perhaps moved back again. But now that stop will be eliminated, correct, on that layover, and instead we'll just continue into Southridge, do a loop, and then return to 76th Street. And that, by the way, does give it some additional shopping locations along 76th Street there. And then return down Layton Avenue to 108th, which provides a Walmart supercenter and a good stopover at a park and ride where really it's the end of the route. And I think that's a better place for a for a stopover, and I assume, Mr. June, all that's correct.
Yes.
And I did also talk to Mayor Knightsky, who's been very wonderful, by the way. He does not agree with what Southridge has done to our transit users. He's been very cooperative about trying to find alternatives in the meantime here as we... I believe Maukee County is going to get that bus service back to Southridge. I truly believe that, and I think there are many different approaches that are being used, which we can talk about more later. But I'm hoping this continues to be temporary, but I do like the configuration of this new bus stop. And Supervisor Borkowski, did you move approval?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. That's everything. We'll have additional announcements on the bus. On the bus coalition, but we continue to move forward, and this really is the first announcement of the March 25th meeting as a town hall meeting.
Thanks, Supervisor. Any Supervisor Lipska?
Do you like the location?
Sorry, I just want to make sure I understand. So it'll, when it's westbound, it'll loop into Southridge, then go to the park and ride lot, layover at the park and ride lot. So people departing Southridge are still going to have a layover before they go back east, right? So that'll be where the hang-up will be now.
Yeah.
So corrects one problem, creates another, I suppose. Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the last question, I heard one person say yes, and I saw somebody else in the audience shaking their head no. I'm not sure if there's a discrepancy on there on the answer.
I can clarify. If a person boards the bus at Southridge and it happens to be on its westward trip, they may wind up laying over on that bus trip. But the bus will be coming back to Southridge on its eastbound trip.
Oh, it does. Okay, yeah. So it loops in both times. Okay.
So they can pick it up going back east.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Also, Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering, on the fiscal note, it explains that this would be absorbed within the agency budget via state operating assistance. I'm wondering if we could just learn a little bit more about how that works.
That's for 2015, Supervisor. And as you may be aware, the state has increased the amount of funding starting in 2015. Actually, they're reinstating some of that 10% cut that transpired a few years ago. And so we're looking, at that time, transit lost about $6.7 million. Look to be gaining back about $2.7 million starting in 2015 of that loss.
$2.7 million, you said?
Approximately.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other questions? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption is approved.
Madam Clerk, we are on air.